Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show is 8:07. Just a couple quick TV reminders here. The Bachelorette. Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Roseanne was canceled, everyone. There's a little quick TV quickie for you.
Ah, jeez. I'm allergic to you people.
Oh, really? It's us.
It's got to be. Maybe it's whom when I was in the studio.
Now you're on my list.
We all have to have a list going. The Bachelorette. Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze again.
What's going on? Seriously. Blow. Blow the snot out. Blow the dust and snot out right now. Do it.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. Talk.
Good grief. I was just looking in the paper. The 38th Escape from Alcatraz Triathlon happened over the weekend. Well, I know my guy saw the post from my guy, Pete Kane, from Kane...
Performance.com.
Real estate.
No.
That's Peter.
That's Lighthouse Realty.
Yeah, something totally else. Pete Kane is my old neighbor that's like one of the best triathletes of all time. And
Shame.
He is a trainer, but he still does them. And apparently he was going to do the... He jumped out of the boat and someone jumped out on his head.
Oh!
And so he didn't get to compete because...
He's like, oh, thank God I'm off the hook for this
I
one.
Doubt it. He likes it. Mm. He really likes
does
it. They do
really
it all,
like it
I think
down,
so.
Or is it just like self-loathing? Like, I got to punish myself.
Maybe it's that. But he does
I gotta
do them.
I got to torture myself. Get my straw in.
Anyway, you okay? You done sneezing?
I certainly hope so.
Back to the TV.
All right. Tonight at 8 o'clock, The Bachelorette, Episode 2. Lil Jon is guest starring. So random.
How does this hold your attention, honestly?
Oh, my God. It's so funny. And apparently, comedian Fred Willard is going to do color commentary as 10 men try to act athletic during a dodgeball tournament. Super fun. Oh, God. It's the dumbest show. The dumbest, greatest show of all time. Also, tonight... Facebook is debuting a new series because they're getting into the content business. They did that Tom Brady thing.
Yeah.
Have they done other stuff too? I hadn't really heard of any other things, but the first three episodes of something called 5 Points is going to be on Facebook tonight. It's a 10-episode series showing the different points of view for 5 students reacting to a traumatic event at their Chicago high school. And apparently if you go to the show's site, it includes gun safety, suicide prevention, mental health, bullying resource links.
I don't know if I've forgiven Facebook yet.
I know. Still a little angry with them. Cambridge Analytica.
Maybe we should read 7 times 70.
70 times 7.
Whatever.
Yeah. Bruce Wilkinson.
And do the DVD.
And the workbook.
Is there a workbook?
There is, yeah.
Can I see my part in there?
No.
I know. We spent the whole break trying to get Hooman to admit to us what he's mad at Vinny for. He's like, I'm not even mad about it. I've already forgiven him. I can't bring it up because that would mean I hadn't forgiven him. So it looks like you're off the hook for whatever it was horrible thing you did, Vinny.
Woo!
God.
Well, after what Snuffy did.
I know. How could you still be on that list?
On a side note.
Just give us like a hint.
Facebook is at $193
oh,
this morning.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, really?
Sold it at $165.
It's in the green.
I'm better for it, though. Like, get out of here.
Are
Not you?
You?
Yeah. Facebook. You know that's going to be the one I regret. Apple's the one I've regretted to this point.
You sold it for $165. That was over a month ago.
Yeah.
But you still profited, right?
Oh, yeah. I bought it for $28 or something.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What the hell?
Good for you.
Well, it would be better for me if I still owned it at $193. Stupid. Jimmy Fallon was a surprise speaker at the Parkland High School graduation.
Oh.
He surprised them with a heartwarming graduation speech. You are not just the future. You are the present. He's good at surprise. That's his whole thing. So he likes to surprise people. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School's graduation ceremony. He was there yesterday. He gave the commencement speech. This is, of course, where there was a mass shooting on February 14th. He started by congratulating the students on earning their high school diploma. He said, "Today you're graduating from high school. You should feel incredibly proud of yourselves." And then he said, "That doesn't mean that you should rest on your laurels or your yannies. Some of you will grow up to hear Yanny. Some of you will grow up to hear Laurel. But the most important thing for you to know is that neither of these things will matter by the end of this summer."
Well, that's for sure.
"Here's what will matter. You, the class of 2018, will have graduated, and you won't be classmates anymore. You'll be adults who Facebook search each other at 2 in the morning for the next 10 years.
Fun.
And then he got serious. He, you know, said some nice things, and it was nice that he came out there to surprise them. Congratulations to all those kids.
Hey, I wanted to mention, I told you there was a song by some band called St. Vincent.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a chick, but her, it's, that's not her name. Her name is like Sarah,
okay,
or something. The song that's super hot is called Mass Seduction. So for anyone who heard me all frothy over that song, that's what the song's
called.
Didn't
we play a little of it when we...
I don't think we knew which song it was at the time when I mentioned it.
Oh.
But I heard it on the radio and was like, ooh, wow.
Right, right, right.
Yikes.
You said you got all steamed up over
Yeah,
it.
She was pretty, she's pretty hot.
Drake's alleged baby mama, this Sophie Brousseau.
Yeah.
She's a French chick. She's a porn
with a,
star.
With a big fake butt, you guys
big
said.
Old fake butt, yeah.
Okay.
It looks like Cam Soda, they're the Cam Girl site.
Yes.
They said, "We'll give you $100,000 just to do a Q&A session on our platform.
You don't have to do the nude."
You can, is what they said. You can show that fine ass of yours if you feel inspired, but we want to put you up in front of millions of people all around the world. You'll answer questions and you can clear up all the stuff about what's going on with all the Drake drama. And
but what if the questions
tracks
are a string of endless, when does your top come off?
I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to go.
Right.
So it'll be up to her. She can do it for $100,000.
I've never done that, but it seems like that's the new 976 phone number.
Right. Get on the Cam Soda and pay X amount to talk to live chicks. My guess
is... You done
is,
that?
You been what? On Cam Soda or any of these cam chat things?
Like a
you...
live chat? No, I haven't. But they pop up like all the time.
When you're looking for porn? Sure.
Well,
I didn't say that, but...
Well, that's
I've
when
watched
they pop up.
The videos
yeah.
that someone's clearly recorded and then put it available on like, say,
oh.
I don't know.
Like it's their archive of...
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've seen it. It's just a video of someone having done that. But...
And they're doing stuff like to themselves or what the person who's disembodied...
Yeah, what's funny is there's like these cash register sounds or these ding-ding sounds.
Oh, so you
sounds.
Have
so
watched
people...
these.
Well, I've watched, yeah, the it's like a Facebook Live where they do it live and they'll...
And then it's
they
there.
Replay it back there and it's there
so
forever.
So every time
so.
They give them like a little tip,
yeah, somebody will
register.
Say, hey, they'll give... I guess hey. Requests of, hey, can you do this for me? And then cash is donated. Is that a donation?
Mm-hmm. yeah. To a charity case. Well, they've offered her $100,000. The problem, as I see it, is that she's still on Drake's payroll. You know, right now he's
oh.
paying her money. So my guess is that she won't do it
well,
unless
if that's
he pulls
his
that
kid,
back.
Then she's on his payroll for a while.
And if it's not his kid, Cam Soda's not interested anymore.
Right.
So she might want to strike while the iron's hot. And that's, you know what? I think that's all I've got time for.
What?
Anything else here's,
that was fast.
I know.
Would you do that Cam
fast.
Soda when you were young?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to. I was always very embarrassed and modest.
You were?
These oh. days, if I could go back with the brain I have now, I'd be like, I'm going to cash in. Set me up. What could I do?
But not then.
No, not then.
All right. Just
couldn't do it.
Too bad there's no market for boys to do that.
Yeah, there's less of a market. There's you
there's
know,
no market.
Well,
don't give me that less. There's zero market.
Well, there's no real market for like girls looking for that. But
right.
I'm sure there's you know hot dudes who are into other dudes. Mm-hmm. There's probably cam
yeah.
boys.
For sure.
You know.
I don't know.
But I don't know if girls are into that. What's coming up in the news, man?
My turn now.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with that 30-year-old guy who had to be thrown from his parents' house.
Oh, I'm dying for an update.
And more after these.
Radio.com.
Radio.
Radio.com.
Alice. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 8:37, and it is time.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... I just realized I lost my page.
Here,
sorry,
do you want
everyone.
My page?
I found it.
Oh, good.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with the free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. My family loves the Bay Club. Into it.
Well, it's an awesome place. It's such a great place to have available to you in the summer
no
as
doubt.
Well.
Yep. I wanted to do a couple texts here real quick because there's a few things that happened on the show in the last hour or so that probably...
Is this the S list?
Well, that's one of the things.
Okay.
Yes.
Who knew you were on Who Wins S list? And who knew he would tell you?
Well...
It's crazy.
I guess since I've worked my way off the list now...
You should be grateful, Vinny.
Can
you forgive him for putting you on his forgiveness list?
Was Vinny on Hooman's list because Hooman, like a lot of us listeners, cannot comprehend how Vinny has gone from free as a bird, I do what I want, to becoming weak and being strong-armed into having children and having his time being intruded on?
Vinny, is that why you can't forgive Vinny, because he gave up all his man cards?
Well, I think deep down inside, no. First of all, no, absolutely not. And deep down inside, I believe that Vinny, this is, you know, something he wanted, home and a
He said when he came back here, I will marry, I will have children.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Oh, he
well,
did say
that's,
that.
You've held on to that.
Oh, I will marry.
I don't even
I
remember
will have
saying
children.
That, but you've held on to that. And, I mean, people say stuff, so I don't know about that.
And you hear all your
did
sayings
you?
Are coming true.
But...
You'll marry
I
me.
Will say this to the texter. I have a family, and I'm giving it my best go. Mm. My fingers are
he
crossed,
really
and I'm holding on by, in some cases, by my fingertips.
Ah, you're fine.
But I'm doing my best there.
And he sacrifices a lot. Yeah. Everything, counseling, everything. He's done it
he
all.
He has really put
big
the effort
and small.
In. A for effort.
So, no, that's... I mean, I'm happy for him. I'm happy that, and I can't wait to be invited to the wedding. And did he say we were coming to the baby shower earlier?
No, he said they already had that.
Oh, they did?
No. Our old neighborhood had one for her last night.
Oh.
But there's still a baby shower.
Oh.
I don't know when
oh,
it is.
Oh, we can't wait to go.
Should
we were
I
at the last
about
one.
That?
But I don't know what you want to do about that. I'm not going.
Oh,
I
is
know.
It going to be at your
you
house?
You have to go.
I don't know where it's going to be, but
You're
I'm not
you
going.
You have to go.
You have to go. Yeah.
I didn't go to the last one.
It's your baby.
And I'm not going to this
oh,
one.
Oh, my God.
You
such
can forget
a brat.
It.
Well, I guess we're not trying that hard.
510 says, this is a quote from me, actually. I was on the list up until Friday? Vinny, hashtag dying. Love that Vinny is the only one on the list. Ha ha ha, cracking
he's
up.
He's not on the list anymore.
He's not on the list.
He's
no one's
been
on
forgiven.
The list. Everyone's
oh,
been forgiven.
The list is totally empty.
Empty. Yeah, I spent 12.
You're saying today you're light as a feather because you have no angst toward anyone.
Yeah.
Huh.
And when I do have it, I'm just going to go do what I need to do. I posted it on my personal Facebook page. I didn't think I should put it on the radio station, so... Hooman Khalili on Facebook.
Oh, you put
you
the
want.
List up? Oh, I can't
no,
wait to
I,
see.
No, I put the book
oh,
up.
Oh, I
want
to see the list.
Nobody wants to.
Nobody wants the
we
book.
No
one wants the
list,
book.
Bro.
We want to see the list.
Oh, someone just asked, too, by the way. Is that like a like my 12-step program, what you're on
well,
right now?
No, it's deeper than that. I don't know what my 12-step program is.
He's the amazing one.
Yeah.
It's deeper than that. Mm. 916 says, is Vin on the list because he's Sarah's number one?
Oh, can
I don't
you
think
me?
I'm number one anymore. I don't think that's possible.
I would think
Hooman
I'd be
is
on the list
one.
For not having he was the number one.
No, that's not why. But
anyway,
just know that everything's forgiven.
All right, good. Well, that's nice to hear.
I don't put my friends in any kind of rank, by the way, just to be
oh, you don't?
Clear.
Sure
you don't?
That.
No.
I find that hard to believe.
People don't do that.
Who do you like more? Marianne or Sherry?
I could never rank the two of them.
Not on
like
the air,
more?
She can't.
Sherry or the chick with the private plane?
Sherry.
There it is.
There it is.
I'm not even friends with the girl with the private plane.
Oh.
Not anymore, you're not.
Yeah. Well, I haven't talked to her in 5 years. Of course,
yeah,
Sherry outranks her.
Well. All right.
She's out there going, oh, that hurt.
Oh, my heart.
Who, Sherry is or the other
No,
girl?
The private plane lady. Yeah.
She's not listening. She lives like in Newport Beach or something.
Laguna, I think.
Oh. Keeping tabs on her.
No,
man.
Do you remember the last time I saw her, maybe the last time you saw her?
Yeah.
She came to lunch with us and was like, I'm thinking about buying a home in Laguna. What do you think? And I was like, Laguna's pretty damn nice, man. Mm. Like, you can't go wrong in Laguna with your money. I mean, you can go wrong with my money because there's no way you can get anything but a tar paper shack. But, you know, her money, I'm sure that's a house on a hill.
I'm sure it's lovely.
Yeah. Concert ticketing service Ticketfly says it's working to get its system back online after a data breach leaked users' personal info and disrupted services at live music venues.
I've used Ticketfly before.
The San Francisco firm's parent company, Eventbrite, said that stolen information included customers' names, addresses, emails, and phone numbers. It hasn't disclosed other details, but a website that tracks data breaches says the hack affected more than 26 million user accounts.
Wow.
Yay!
I know. More technology fails. Yay. I give up.
Do you, though?
No.
Right. The next thing you want, they'll say, we need this info, and you'll go,
okay, clickety-clackety-click. Send. Okay.
A 30-year-old man whose eviction from his parents' suburban home drew national attention finally left Friday.
Oh, my God. He actually moved out?
Just hours before the court-ordered deadline.
Oh, my God.
I guess he got financial help from right-wing radio host Alex Jones.
Oh, my God.
Do you know that guy?
I do.
I don't know that guy.
Hey, he's like this. I'll help you out, buddy. I was also a 30-year-old loser living in my parents' basement.
Was he?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's just probably that's though, just God. What he sounds like.
All the huge conspiracy people know that guy.
The guy is nuts.
He's a preacher.
Michael Rotondo honked and waved to reporters as he pulled out of the driveway of his parents' house in New York. 2.5 hours. He beat the deadline by 2.5 hours, everyone.
Nice. His parents were like, thank God, get the locks changed. Get out right now. It's the end of you and me.
Do we have any idea how much Alex gave Michael?
Here's what I have. Right. Rotondo planned to spend the next week at an Airbnb in Syracuse. Apparently, Jones is paying for that. He credited Jones, who this is a guy, and I don't know this to be fact, but this is what they're saying about him here. He has said that Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre was a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of his?
Oh, yeah. He's the guy's. I'm telling you, he's certifiable. This is the guy I was telling you maybe a year ago. This was a news story. His wife left him and was taking the kids and was saying he's impossible to live with. And he was flipping out over her leaving and saying screaming all these crazy things about her. And he went to the court and he said, this is an act that I put on for my show. She's like, this is not an act. This is the dude. This is who he is. Yeah, he's bananas.
He is giving Alex Jones, that guy, is giving... Wait, did I get that name right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's giving $3,000 to cover the rental and other costs. And then this Michael Rotondo guy plans on moving in with a distant cousin.
Oh, great. I'm sure that guy's going to not regret that. Yeah, you can come live with me. It'll be fine.
You'd have to be insane.
Yeah, to take this
His
dude on.
His own
he doesn't
parents
leave.
Had to throw him out.
Yeah.
Well,
the guy
anyway,
needs a job.
There's the latest. He's left his parents' home and is now Alex Jones' problem until a cousin steps in.
Do you want to hear some of the stuff that Alex Jones preaches about?
Yeah,
his conspiracies? Right. So New World Order, basically saying that they want to the government wants to eliminate 80% of the world's population by doing crazy things. 9/11 was an inside job.
Uh-huh.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Major shootings, bombings were false flag operations. Have to read into that. Obama is the global head of Al-Qaeda.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And government creates homosexuality.
Oh. Mm. Oh, wow. He's giving government a lot of credit. Yeah, he's just a wacko. And yet people are listening to him. That's
Happy Pride
part.
Month, everyone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean.
Anyway. Just so you know, the government created you.
Right. The most misspelled words in the country include beautiful, resume, and supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, my God. Who's even trying to spell that?
What
spell
about...
It? You know what? How about lose? That one's misspelled all the time.
What about definitely? That's a tough one.
Sincerely is on the list.
Oh.
Canceled is on the list.
What, they spell with two L's?
That's probably pretty typical.
How about Fillmore?
Schedule.
What?
Sometimes,
Fillmore?
Yeah, because
two L's or one?
One L or two. Well, schedule. That's a tough one.
Keep schedule. On. Well, those. That's them.
Oh, that's
beautiful. It. Those the number one.
Huh.
Beautiful.
They just spell them B-U-T-T-E.
B-O-O.
I would say it's B-E-A without the U, right?
B-U-T-T. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right. Let's see here. Oh, the people at Gizmodo search through Twitter to find the most insane things people say they've eaten that are technically parts of the food but are not parts you're supposed to eat. Let me ask you a question. All because right. As soon as I saw this one, I went, oh, my God, I bet Sarah does that.
No, I bet Bryn does it, and I'm going to say the beak.
What?
Beak? The beak of what?
The chicken.
Well, sometimes you eat the whole bird.
You eat a chicken face with the like a wing or a breast?
You know, when it's like super hard bones, you really can't crunch on that.
So you eat all the cartilage off the end?
But I'll eat, yeah.
You suck
parts
on
of
that?
The face.
On the veins
that's
and
really
stuff?
Weird to say.
You do?
I don't want to talk about
it. Do you suck
this.
On the face?
Well, you brought it up.
I didn't.
Do you
I
suck on the face?
I do.
Oh, sometimes. My God.
Bird brains are actually delicious.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. You're
I'm
just,
not. I am
but
not
you say
lying.
That, but then you look away and laugh.
Because I know what your responses are going to be. You guys are like, look at Sarah. She's like.
Would you suck on the face, Sarah?
You suck the brains out the eyeball?
Yeah, of course.
Is that where you suck like one of the open
dry.
Cavities?
No, you can get it through the top of the head.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? Look.
This isn't even
I'm gonna
the
tell
story.
You right, I'm going to tell you right now. All my Asian texters are going to text in and let you guys know that that's just totally
normal.
Yep.
So back to my question for Sarah,
is the beak
because
on
this
the list?
Is what I thought. No, the beak isn't on the list.
Right.
When you eat shrimp, do you eat the tail too?
I do.
What?
I love the tail.
It sticks in your throat.
No,
it's
no,
like...
you chew it up. I, you know what? I won't always eat it, but if
I
it's a fried
you
shrimp,
did it.
If it's a fried shrimp, I'll totally eat it because it's crispy and it kind of breaks apart. I like it. It's like a shrimp potato chip or something.
It has to be like super that. Fried, though.
Yeah, super fried. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to sit and eat a bunch
if
of
if it's super fried, it has to be crispy. Otherwise,
if it's like a peel your
you're
own
chewing
or
on
I
it, and
that
there's like, it feels like plastic in mm-hmm. your mouth, kind of.
Yeah. But a fried shrimp tail, delish.
People do that.
Yeah.
That's on the list. Peanuts and pistachios with the shell on.
No.
What?
Who could eat a pistachio shell?
I don't know. That'd be pretty darn
I've
hard.
I've heard people do that.
You break your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten the sunflower seeds with the shells.
Yeah. But then I just feel like I'm crunching through all the shells. And I'm not really getting any meat out of it. I'm just getting like maybe the flavor.
I think I did that though when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
And people would put in like a...
And it probably
a
hurt.
Whole chunk and then, able to spit it out.
And then the shells out. I'm like, what the...
That's pretty cool. That's a skill.
Well, that I is learned. A skill. But yeah. I'm guessing that probably hurt my butt. I'm sure I did that. And went, ow. Yeah. Never doing that again. Right? I mean, it's got
no
to...
I have no idea if
I'm
that
sure
would be broken down.
I'm sure your stomach acid
right.
break it down. I'm sure of it. No
break it down.
You eat the wax around those little cheese wheels?
I don't eat cheese wheels.
Oh.
I'll eat the rind on a brie.
The rind on a what?
Brie cheese has like a rind all the way around it.
Rind on a brie.
The rind on a brie.
What was that cheese that we were given at the pepper don't chones?
Wasn't
what?
It brie? It was brie.
The pepper chones.
You talking about the
Pappardelle?
What
was the name of the restaurant
Perbeco?
We went to?
Perbeco.
What was that cheese?
Oh, that was the burrata.
Oh, burrata. There
Hooman
was brie cheese.
It.
That's like the best cheese in the world, though.
That's just like the center of a mozzarella.
That's like
ball.
The best. That's the most high end.
Creamy.
It seems so liquid.
That's the Rolls Royce of cheese.
Is it?
Or the Bentley?
Or the Bentley's.
I don't know.
Anyone who's at that level understands.
Tamales, they eat the husk.
Oh. Don't you peel that off?
Yeah,
eat the
I would.
Inside?
You just eat the corn and the.
Huh.
Well, there you go.
How about the beak?
Weird things people eat.
Is the beak on there?
The beak isn't on there. Shrimp tails are.
Oh, man.
You guys don't even want to hear what I eat.
Yeah, we don't. We actually don't want to hear it.
Don't tell us that.
I'm already almost gagged.
It's actually kind of funny.
We do want to. Yeah, it's not going to be funny to us. It's going to make us cry. But
well, now I'm intrigued.
We want to know.
Hear
it? We want a gout update for sure.
Should I tell you what I ate recently, though? Because it's called Pizzle.
Okay.
Get ready to throw
So it's
up
a part of an ox.
What part?
It's the
you
taint.
You can take a lucky guess, but it's very popular.
You ate that?
Oh, it is a taint? It's the octane.
It's close to the taint.
It's close to the. It's the
it's
pizzle.
It's called the pizzle. Oh.
Is it? Is it the ween?
Yeah.
Why'd you eat that?
Well, it was like their number one, and this
did
place
they lie
was
to
like,
you and say it was the tail?
But then no, he knew.
No,
he was
it's really popular.
Please.
Is it like a hot dog? Did they put a bun around it?
No, actually, it comes in like little
chewy?
Tiny chunks.
Oh,
yeah,
they chunk
it is kind of chewy. It tastes more like tendon, to be honest. I expected something.
What tendon tastes like?
Oh, you guys don't know what tendon. Tendon's super normal for me.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break while Vinny barfs, and we're going to... If you have more questions, save them for after the break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.